Let's move on to Kim Kardashian. She made more than $12 million last year. But her state income, repeat, her state income tax rate was just one percentage point above the middle class state income tax rate. Californians now, that's all in California, by the way. Now, one group is using Kardashian as the poster child for their campaign to raise taxes. And apparently it's working. Adrian Moore from the Reason Foundation is in California for this story. Okay, a group in California, they want to tax millionaires more, raise their tax rate on millionaires. So they put up Kim Kardashian and say, hey, look at this, she made $12 million. She should pay more. And you tell me that that campaign is working.
Well, I don't know how much, it's an interesting marketing ploy on their behalf. They're trying to recruit Kim Kardashian to essentially embrace their proposal to raise taxes on millionaires, notably Hollywood millionaires, and therefore give their campaign more momentum.
So she hasn't agreed to this yet.
Kind of funny, though.
She hasn't agreed to it yet, right?
No. This is just an appeal to Kim Kardashian that they're making. It's kind of funny that they pick her. I mean, obviously.
But they're using her, aren't they? I mean, they say, oh, come on, Kim Kardashian. Well, you know, you be the poster child.
Yeah. Well, Stuart, you know, she's a widely respected financial advisor in the state of California. People are looking for her advice.
Why is it that in California, they do so much to try to tax more the very people who are most successful and who they need to stay in California? Why do you people do this?
You know, it's like momentum. I was listening this morning to the tape from a few weeks ago when the state announced these sort of automatic budget cuts that kicked in much lower than they were supposed to. But the governor is clearly saying, and the Democratic leaders in Sacramento are clearly saying, look, either we raise taxes this coming year or everything goes to pieces, and that's all there is to it. They're completely unwilling, even at this point, to talk about reducing spending
Adrian,
in any realistic way.
Would you just stay there for one second, please? Because I've got Scott Rasmussen with us here in New York. Taxing millionaires, it is politically popular, isn't it?
It is politically popular because people think that the wealthy aren't paying as big a share of their income in taxes as the middle class. People in the middle believe they are paying a larger share of their income than anybody else. But there is not a desire to soak the rich. There's no desire to place limits on how much you can earn. There is a core belief that if Stuart Varney earns twice as much as I do, well, Stuart Varney should pay twice as much in taxes as I do.
Twice the rate?
Twice the total tax bill. If you earn,
is it true to say that most people don't know that the top 1% pays 40% of all income taxes?
And look, the minute you get into all of these details, you talk about realized income versus non-realized income, and the people at the top have gimmicks for getting around payment of taxes that people in a lower income level don't. It's that suspicion that fuels it. It's not an economic debate.
Okay, Adrian, I want to come back to you because I've got a second topic, and I need to get to this, and I'm running out of time. But look, there's pay outrage here again. Berkeley's retired city manager. He will get nearly $250,000 per year in pension pay and benefits. He also got a $147,000 check for unused sick and vacation days. And during his working lifetime, he made $240,000 a year. You want to explain this one to us?
Well, it almost defies explanation. This guy is actually going to get paid more per year when he's not working than they paid him when he was working.
How did that
happen? Because their pension contract, the contract he had, allows his pension to be calculated on his highest salary, which is his last year, plus whatever bonuses he earned. So he put in a really good year his last year, racked up a bunch of bonuses, and spiked his last year's income, so his pension would be based on that higher amount. So he's actually getting a pension that's only 90% of his income, but it's more than his actual annual salary was because he gamed the system. And Berkeley has 75 retirees right now that earn more than $100,000 a year in retirement through using the same technique.
All right, Adrian, we've heard enough. Adrian Moore, Reason Foundation.
It's unsustainable.
Funny you should say that. Thank you, Adrian. Good stuff. We'll see you again soon, man.
Thank you.